This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After our show this week, there were 2 hours of Brian Jones and John Jastrzemski, and as we're heading into the final day, we figured we'd check in with Brian Jones to see how it has gone. Brian, are you with us? Good morning.
Gee, what's up, baby?
What's up, Brian Jones?
You got it. Boom. So this,
yeah, he's Boomer off today, of course.
He's not on there. Okay.
No. It's Jerry. Thanks for paying attention.
Oh, that was
Brian.
Jerry. Yeah. You know how you white people sound like. Recco, what's happening?
What's up, Brian Jones?
So you did 4 days with JJ. You're heading into your 5th day with JJ. JJ's a very loud individual like you. How has it gone from your perspective?
You know, I am as quiet as a church mouse, man. Come on. It has been outstanding, and JJ is as passionate about everything as you are, and Boomer, and I am, and you know from working with me for 3 years that I'm from West Texas, so I have no indoor voice, and it's not my fault. It's been fun though, man. You know, get to talk to Yankees and having baseball back, and you know how much I love the Yankees. That's been good. I didn't love them last night, but they're still 9-3, and it's been fun. JJ has done a hell of a job being the host and steering this ship, and we're gonna see if we can get through one more without any issues.
So let me ask you, JJ likes to give you lots of nicknames. He likes to go, BJ, Jonesy, B. Jones.
Bro.
Bro is another one. I think I might have heard Bajizzle at one point.
Can you say that on the radio?
You just did.
Clean up on aisle 2.
So what do you make of all that? I mean, is there a nickname that you would prefer to go by, or how's that work?
Well, if I change professions, I definitely got to go with Bajizzle for sure. really, I haven't paid that much attention to him. I've heard him all throughout the years. BJ, I'll just go with that, and I usually try to, as you know, keep BJ on lockdown. Cause he's a different dude. We can just go with B. Jones. You know, he's not as crazy as BJ. But it doesn't bother me that much. You know, just don't call me a jackass or anything like that. I'm good.
Right. BJ would show up Monday mornings on Gio and Jones with no sleep outside of football season.
Prosecco on his breath, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I apologize, man. Let me apologize to you now for putting you through that for three years. That was wrong of me and so unprofessional.
Oh, stop it. Give me a break. I mean, that show wouldn't have been that show if we didn't have moments like that. I mean, come on.
Until we had the after-show meeting. And
like two guys walking down the plank.
Exactly, Jerry. That was it. We knew what we were in for.
So where do you stand? I remember we talked a few weeks ago, and you were confident too much on the line for college football to be canceled. Where do you stand here on August 7th about college football actually being able to pull off a season?
It seems as though it's all systems go, and while you have various strategies at play here, similar to what's going on in society at large, you know, really no national strategy, and the same here. It's just a wait-and-see game, G. We just got to get it going, and others are trying to start earlier, and others are saying we're going to go late, and you have all these bye weeks that are built in case there is a flare-up, and that way you can sit for a couple weeks, and hopefully everyone is able to get well and overcome the virus. But it's still a wait-and-see, as I've been saying all week on the show with JJ. You know, we're flying this plane as we build it, and so no one really knows. We're hearing we're still in the first wave because we didn't behave properly to flatten the curve earlier, a couple months ago, and so the second wave has yet to rear its ugly head, and who knows how significant that will be. So everyone is just trying to do the best they can and navigate just a terrible existence we're all having to deal with currently.
Do you think that there's all these conferences with these conference-only schedules, do you think they have contingency plans, or are they just hoping?
No, their contingency plan is maybe like the Pac-12, who they're definitely looking down the road and seeing if there's a viability for loans for these athletic programs. Others have already jettisoned certain programs, and we know this is all about money, and that's why even with this virus spiking, especially here in Florida where I am, in Texas and California as well, and it's spiking, but yet it's full steam ahead because the dollars that are at risk, and those dollars, especially football and in particular areas basketball, subsidize the entire athletic department. So that's the reason we've got our head down and we're plowing forward, is because there's such economical things at stake, and that's the only reason. You saw some schools say, no, we're not playing at all. Of course, UConn, and I bet UConn, yeah, it's about the players and what they had to say to Randy Edsel, but I also, it's because the uptick, substantial uptick in costs for medical protocols, man, and you're seeing that at the elementary, junior high school level, where these school districts are now just stung by this huge medical bill for all the safety protocols that they have to put in place.
Where are you at personally with the virus? Are you like super into washing the hands constantly and the hand sanitizer and the mask? I could also see you being the guy that'd be like, man, ain't no virus going to take me down, and then walk into a store with no mask and then cause a scene. So where are you?
No. I am not one of those idiots that are going to these different places of business and bitching and moaning about wearing a mask. I wear my mask. I have multiple masks. I even have masks to match different outfits, G. You know how I roll, man.
Of course.
So I am more than ready, and I've always been a big proponent of washing my hands. You and I have had this discussion with me flying back and forth Florida, New York, about how gross people are. I mean, you go to a men's public restroom, it's the nastiest place on earth. There's so many gross folks, whether it's in the bathroom, it's on the planes. I mean, you see people blowing their nose, and they'll stick the Kleenex or whatever they use to blow their nose in the seat back. Just nasty folks. And that's why we're here still dealing with this thing, because people are just being idiotic with this stance about, oh, it's about freedom. Hell with your freedom. We're trying to get past this damn thing and get back to some semblance of normalcy in this life. So check your freedom for a moment, and let's get healthy, and we can get back to our customary way of life.
Now, are you still living with your ex-wife and mother-in-law in that house, and is that still working out well?
No, man. I've been out of there, dude. And that's another thing about this pandemic. It's hell. It is hell being a single man during this pandemic. I got so much pent-up pressure. Y'all in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Y'all, somebody's going to be in big trouble when this thing gets lifted.
I was going to say, because that would have been, if you were quarantined with the ex-wife, and what was the fine? She was such a great woman, the mother-in-law. What was her name?
Carmen.
Carmen,
Miss Carmen's
right.
Up in New York.
Oh, she is. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, because that would have been something else. I could not have imagined how that would have gone.
I
if
may
you
need to go
allowed
over there. Baby, please. Baby, come on. Please, baby.
Yeah, right.
Baby,
remember
please
the good times.
Come on.
Right.
Then let me tickle you.
Well, listen, have a great final show today.
More coming
just a couple
up in a
hours.
Couple.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I can't see
only
JJ.
Gio brings this out of me, man.
Right.
Gio like, does this to me.
I can't see JJ going, let me hear about this ex-wife situation. Let me hear about that. Huh? On the common, huh? Let me have a little bit of that.
And when you say pent up, what do you mean by that? On a fan.
Oh, don't ask. I walk in the room, the fish stop swimming.
Oh, jeez. All righty. Listen, have a great show today. You're up with JJ for 2 more hours. Great talking to you, and be safe, right?
All right, guys. Good talking to you. G, Jerry.
See you, Brian.
All right, that's Brian Jones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.